imagine betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight, praying for daylight,
praying for daylight,
praying for daylight, praying for daylight. Hoping that I didn't wait too long, but this is just the dawn before the dawn. Deep in my heart I know that you love me as much as I love you. You must be lying somewhere, looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night sir, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight, praying for daylight.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump appearing at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, saying falsely on stage that Vice President Kamala Harris has only recently identified as black. ABC's Rachel Scott interviewed him.
Former President Donald Trump did come before an audience of black journalists, and he took questions on a range of issues, from his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, to January 6th. But it was his comments questioning the racial identity of Vice President Kamala Harris that are drawing backlash this morning. Last night, Donald Trump was back out on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. He did not repeat any of those controversial comments questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's racial identity.
The man who planned the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two other in Guantanamo Bay have agreed to a plea deal that will keep them from being executed. The U.S. is still trying to salvage a ceasefire deal in the Middle East, complicating the talks, the assassination of two top Hamas officials, one in Khan Yunis last month, the other in Iran this week. This is ABC News. Overnight futures pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street amid hopes of an interest rate cut as soon as next month.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed has a sense that the economy is moving closer to a point where an interest rate cut would be appropriate. But
we have made no decisions about future meetings, and that includes a September meeting.
He said second quarter inflation numbers boosted their confidence.
And more good data would further strengthen that confidence.
For now, interest rates remain at a two-decade high. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The death toll in mudslides that raced through southern India on Tuesday, now nearly 200 people. The search for more than 180 still missing, slowed by more rain in the area. The American Cancer Society is now saying that younger Americans are more likely to be diagnosed with 17 different types of cancer than older generations. Cancers on the rise include ovarian, liver, and pancreatic. Experts are blaming factors like alcohol use, bad diets, and the rise of obesity. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition through the chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-4000. 2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, now only $10, packed with savings from local businesses. Join the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and four counts of recklessly endangering safety following an eight-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed five people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in seven swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Our morning show host, Joel Karnick, met with the members of Small Town Famous, a local band that's going to be performing at Flamborama.
How did all this get going? I always like to hear the journey of bands that tour and entertain us and how this all got going for you guys.
Hey, Joel, Nick Hoffman here. I started teaching in Mora High School with Peter and Mike Fury in the fall of 2020, and they found out somehow I played drums, and they had a little teacher talent where they'd play some songs in front of teachers and whatnot, and I started playing, and they looked at each other, Peter and Mike, that is, and said, hey, we got a drummer here, and maybe we should start playing some shows together.
You can catch Small Town Famous live at 5 p.m. on Saturday in the main tent of Flamborama. And you can find our full interview with them on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now we'll look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for Robert A. Witt, age 89, of Park Falls, who passed away in the presence of his daughter, Kelly, longtime friend and loving companion, Rosie Dexter, and his niece, Carol Megan, and close family friend, Kim Cole. He is survived by his daughter, Kelly Erickson, survived further by his grandchildren, along with his great-grandchildren. And he is further survived by his longtime friend and loving companion, Rosie Dexter, close family friend, Kim Cole, by his sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, August 10th, at the First Baptist Church located in Prentice. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert A. Witt, 89, Park Falls. Leon Arthur Fleisch Fresser, age 66, peacefully went home to Jesus on Saturday, July 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his father, Robert Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, three children, Amanda Alexander of Glidden, Fabian Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, and Ryan Boxler of Park Falls. By his four grandchildren, by one great-grandchild, survived further by his brother John Fleisch Fresser of Tucson, Arizona, his sister Gail Fleisch Fresser of Suffolk, Virginia, by his brother David Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, survived also by his faithful and dear cousins, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends.
Memorial service held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut Monday, August 12th at 11 a.m. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Leon Arthur Fleisch Fresser, 66. Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, July 27th at Riblake Health Services in Riblake. She is survived by her three sons, Sean Beshka, Matt Sellers, and Chris Beshka. Survived also by 13 grandchildren, by her brother, Ronald Seller of Marshall, Illinois, her brother-in-law, and further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private celebration of life will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a few lingering showers and thundershowers this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. It will be cooler today with a high of 82 tonight. Mostly clear, a little fog possible overnight, low of 62 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 64.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just three hits, but two of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good. Six innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
and good morning.
98Q Country.
Sense of humor. I also think it's important to look for the humor around us every single day. I was in an airport, and I always try to listen and just watch, and I became aware of a heated argument behind me three or four rows back. It was awkward because it was so loud, and I turned this way like I didn't hear it. The argument was between a teenager and her mother, and they were arguing over a boy. I know this argument. I have been a teenager. I am a mother. I am a grandma. I could have taken either place from these people right here. Either place. The teenager was saying, you can take me on this trip, and you can take away my cell phone. But when we get home, I am too going out with him. Well, it was so awkward. I looked to see if anybody else was eavesdropping like I was, and it was amazing. Everybody in the gate area had just become interested in, like, a light bulb. And one man tying his shoe back and forth, back and forth. But a second later, I found out we were all listening because we all burst out laughing at the same time when the teenager said, he is too a nice boy. Why else would he be doing 200 hours of community service?
Welcome to August. The month of August is National Picnic Month.
Pack a lunch, eat it outdoors, enjoy the bugs.
Family Fun Month.
Find something you each enjoy doing, then go do it separately. That's what makes it fun.
National Goat Cheese Month.
Spread something soft and stinky on a cracker.
National Eye Exam Month.
Because it's important to see exactly what you're spreading on that cracker.
And Water Quality Month.
Drink some delicious pure water, then admire what comes out later. Ah, now that was quality water.
Enjoy your August.
This morning show just starts my day off right.
He's a very strange young man.
98Q Country.
Never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Wild, wild, wild. Saw that highway and wide in her deep brown eyes. She saw a long stretch of dirt road dreaming in my. Living like the rock and roll song she sings out loud. Burning it down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, yeah, that's where she calls home. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Her fuel, a little fire in her soul. Well, we don't say forever, but when we're together, I swear that we ain't ever letting go. Cause she knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Ah!
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Girl, you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you see my lights. Baby, yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Maybe it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, tied under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was home. We'll be right back.
Luke Combs and IDAQ Country. And a good first day of August to you. It's going to be a wet one today. They're talking about some thunderstorms overnight. We never really got those in the immediate Park Falls area, but the chance of rain and scattered thunderstorms is with us through the day. And that, what you look outside and see the cloudy and kind of a darkness, that could linger through the day today. We're always optimistic. We'll see a little bit of sun, but you know, we got a lot of sunshine yesterday. And we're going to get a lot of sunshine Friday, Saturday for Flamborama, and probably on Sunday too. So I'm good with it. I know we want to get the Music in the Park in down in Phillips tonight, so we'll see how the rain pattern holds off, hopefully, on that for that 6 o'clock event tonight. Just a wonderful evening last night with Chris Cruzy. There were people from all over the Northwoods, from several different towns, making their way in. Huge crowd down there at the Flamborama grounds. And it was just a wonderful setting. I mean, it was just kind of Chris Cruzy, as close to unplugged as you could get. You know, it wasn't the big band or anything. And I think people really enjoyed that. He told a few stories of being on The Voice and living in the Northwoods. And we had a chance to visit with him a little bit over at the 98Q booth. He's a Chautauqua guy, grew up in Chautauqua, kind of claims to be from Chautauqua Barron area. And just from talking to him a little bit, he's on a family farm out there and just kind of likes Wisconsin. It doesn't seem to want to go to Nashville. You know, if you're going to be a country star, you know, and be a national country star, you know, most time you got to go to Nashville. You got to go to the big where they are, and he doesn't want to do that. And I'm fine with that. If he comes to Park Falls every year and plays for, what a voice. I mean, just a tremendous boy. He started singing, and I just was just leaning there backstage for like four songs because I just thought to myself, this is it. I mean, I've been in radio a long time, and I always receive a lot of CDs. I used to receive a lot of CDs and, you know, stuff, people wanting to play your song. And you just hear a voice and you're just like, oh, that's it. I mean, that's the big right there. And he did some songs that were just awesome. So thanks to Michelle and everybody down there, Carol, and all the folks that make Wednesday Night Live possible, and letting Civic Media be a part of that last night. We certainly had a wonderful time. We're going to be out there for Flamborama. Travis is going to be doing his show tomorrow afternoon. And Gray will be out there from noon to 5, broadcasting from the grounds. And the big wheel was a hit last night. Oh, we had people wanting to spin the wheel to win prizes. We gave away gift certificates from many of our participating sponsors. And also some trail mix to celebrate the ever evolving format of our sister station, 103.1 Trail. It's called Trail Mix 103.1. We just had a good time out there. We'll be out there again tomorrow in the afternoon, lingering into the evening, and we'll be out there Saturday, even Sunday after the parade. So I hope you'll stop by, say hi, meet many of you know Gray obviously already. He's a Park Falls grad, revisit with him and introduce yourself to Travis Creeley, our new midday guy, 10 to 2, local guys. Live right here in Park Falls, so it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. We're having fun. Today's kind of our day, not kind of. Today's our day of rest. My day of rest. Just need to, so I can make it through the weekend. So August 1st today. Today's a big day, August 1st, because I think August 1st is the day. Anything before August 1st, you can accept any criticism from people who say, hey, Bob. You take down your Christmas lights, all right? Anything before August 1st, I think it's acceptable criticism. Anything after August 1st, you can now start the argument that I got them up for Christmas. I got them up for just getting a head start. You never know when it's going to snow. I want them up, I like to put them up in nice weather. So if you still got Christmas lights up, anything after August 1st, just leave them now. You're fantastic. So NBC's coverage of the Paris Olympics has drawn a nearly 34 million viewers a day. That's a very, very high number. So people are loving watching the Summer Olympics. I've been watching, but I haven't really. I thought we were going to get more of Snoop Dogg kind of roaming around, and maybe he has, and I just haven't missed. I just haven't seen the right coverage because I have a TV service where I can see whatever event I want. Basically, they're all on, so I kind of go to ping pong and stuff like that. I don't expect Snoop Dogg to be hanging around the ping pong courts, although it'd be kind of entertaining. So they're getting huge numbers. Huge numbers. The outfits at the Olympics always perplex me a little bit, and I'm not the only one. When I bring something up and my wife agrees, I know I've got something here. When she shakes her head, I'm like, well, I'll just leave it alone. But there's just certain sports, gymnastics is one of them, where the guys come out and they've got, you know, shorts on down to the knees and, you know, just kind of like tank tops. And then the gals come out and I don't know, I just... Is it me or is just, we need to cover more up. I just, the gymnastics outfits are too much. They're obviously great athletes and stuff like that. But when you just line up all of the outfits, the Olympic outfits that the men wear versus the women wear, it's just like, what are we selling here? I don't think I'm the only one noticing that. I don't know if they do it for... I don't know why. I just... Simone Bowles, she has 8 gold medals. That is more than any other gymnast in American history. 8 gold medals for Simone. It looked like she was going to be out and done a few years ago when she was just having, you know, some mental blocks and issues. But she's back. She looks like she's smiling. And she is just... she's fun to watch, isn't she? For the Olympic team. So she's got 8 gold medals. Now, apparently, if she gets one more gold medal, she'll get a free oil change at the Olympic Village Jiffy Lube. So buy 9, get 1 free. Is that what? Just clip that. Every time she gets a gold medal, they punch the card on her key ring. You know, oh, 9 gold medals. So what's a gold medal worth? To the United States, you get like $37,000. The Olympic Committee gives like 37 grand if you get a gold. If you get a silver, I think it's like 20, and if you get a bronze, like 10 or 12 or so. So there is a cash equivalent to the gold medal from the Olympic Committee. Some countries pay a lot of money. I was looking at the numbers just a couple days ago, and there's some countries that pay anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million if you get a gold medal representing that country. Now, the U.S. is not one of those. The U.S. does not pay much at all for that. A lot of sponsorship opportunities, obviously, not for all of them. But just because you go to the Olympics and get a gold medal doesn't necessarily mean that equates into wealth or even some fame. You know, the fame is, for most Olympic athletes, the fame is short-lived, and that may be good. That may be healthy. That they can go on and just maybe live normal lives and just brag to people at the end of the bar that, yeah, I won an Olympic gold medal back in 19. So something to have under your brag hat anyway. Google that sometime. You know, what do Olympic athletes get paid for a gold medal? And they have a list of countries, and some of them, like I said, some of countries pay a lot of money to their athletes, up to $1 million. Some of them. For getting a gold medal. So the Olympic coverage, I've enjoyed it. I was thinking last night I went to bed, I was thinking, when do the Olympics end? I'm going to miss it. Just kind of coming home and just turning on the TV and water polo and whatever else. When the Olympics first start, you're like scanning through like, no, I'm not going to watch that. Judo, I'm not going to watch that. Water polo, no, I'm not going to watch that. And then after a couple of days, you're like, oh, judo. Oh, then you're engaged because you've seen the people on your TV for a little bit. We've got 7:36, and we're going to talk a little. Well, why don't we get Kyle in here right away, because you probably got some
He probably got some coffee shops to go to or something. Kyle Cronin, district administrator for the Shawamigan School. How you doing, Kyle?
Good. I do like a good cup of coffee, Joel. I see you've got your quick trip over there this morning.
Yeah, yeah. We're ready to go. I wasn't sure if you were going to make it in this morning. The door is always open in the summertime, but I know you're enjoying time off, so we appreciate you coming in.
No. We're busy at school. We got a lot going on. Our students have been practicing with the band, and
we heard them last night. Yeah.
So this Sunday at noon, Flamborama Parade. If you want to see the Shawamigan High School marching band,
yeah.
I've been told that the prime seats in the house are downtown. Near the North Lakes Clinic, where the band will put on a bit of a street show.
Yeah, so there's a nice grassy area there, kind of a lot of space to see the band. Yeah.
So the band is been up and moving for several weeks now.
Nice.
A couple items going on at school though. Right now the gym's closed for the next couple of weeks. It smells like varnish in the building right now. So
the gym gets a lot of use, and they need to put a good coat on there to make her last through the season.
Yes,
right?
They do. Yeah. So the gym floor surface is being recoated. And so that's shut down the gym for a couple of weeks. In fact, today and tomorrow the fitness center is closed. So, just those last minute things before we get school started.
Yeah.
High school students, middle school students, elementary school students, back to school night, August 26th, the open house, from 3 to 7 PM. We'll be doing, pictures that day too for our students, or student All right. pictures that day. So a lot going on with that. Sixth grade up at Shawamigan North Campus, there's an orientation on August 21st from 6:30 to 7:30 PM. As well, high school students, letter jackets, the ordering process is beginning soon for those. Same with class rings and all those fun things.
It's a cool thing that the letter jacket tradition has continued. You think, you know, it's kind of started back in the, I think, 40s and 50s even, and that tradition in our high schools has continued. I think that's pretty cool.
It waned for a little bit, but has been back, and I've seen more of it in the last few years.
Yeah.
The styles ebb and flow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I still have mine. I think anybody who had one in high school still has theirs in a closet.
Yep. Exactly, yep. Where mine is as well.
Every once in a while I pull it out and I just, like, unannounced, I just walk into the kitchen and my wife will be like, what are you doing?
Can you still fit in your letter
jacket? I can still fit, yeah.
I can still fit in it. Yeah. Maybe not all the buttons closed the way I want them to anymore. Yeah. But they get rusted over time. We've got football practice starting in a couple of weeks, August 13th, volleyball practice, August 19th, cross-country practice, August 19th. For our athletes, just want to get that message out there. Make sure that you have the proper paperwork turned in prior to the start of practice, whether it's physicals or what's called the alternate ear card. We need to make sure those things are done. We want our athletes to be safe. Joel, yeah. I'm looking at what you, that's not the Shawamigan cross country team on the screen there.
It might be, it's the Olympics, but it looks similar to it. Yeah.
It does.
Maybe we can get the Shawamigan cross country team to run through the streets of Paris someday. Yeah, it'd be wonderful.
Hey, and guess what, Joel? We've got sports starting. We've got scrimmages on August 24th, football and volleyball both that day. Cross-country meet on the 27th of August. Today is the 1st of August. It's my anniversary as well. That way I wouldn't forget.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But, hey, Joel, thank you. One other thing I want to mention. We do have some openings for some paraprofessional aides and some coaches yet for the school year.
CSD, they could check it out on the website, or you mentioned another site too, right?
For the teaching positions, there's a site called We Can. We don't have any teaching positions at the moment.
Okay, well, that's a good place to be. It's been a while since we've been in that place.
I don't think since I've met you and we've talked about this that I haven't.
Yeah, but other openings, csdk12.net.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
We're watching on the TV. It's the walking competition for the Olympics. See, this is something on the forefront. You look at it and you say, oh, walking, I could do that. And then you look at how fast they're walking and you're like, no, I can't do that.
And it looks like the foot placement, too. It looks like it's a very distinct heel to toe foot placement?
Yeah, there's something in the rules about how you do it that they watch very closely. It can't break. It looks like almost a run, but it's not.
Joel,
but
believe it or not, I ran 2 miles last night.
All right.
I did. I'm trying to get out and get a, stay healthy.
Was that intentional or just running from somebody?
No, it was intentional. And I would say those speedwalkers are walking faster than I run.
Sometimes you can go for a walk and a bear might chase you and you might run 2 miles. I'm just not wanting to do it.
You have a great day, Joel.
You too, Kyle. Good to talk to you. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator. He joins us on Thursdays to talk about stuff going on at the Shawamigan School. Check out any openings that he mentioned at csdk12.net.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump appearing at the National Association of Black Journalists convention, saying falsely on stage that Vice President Kamala Harris has only recently identified as black. ABC's Rachel Scott interviewed him.
Former President Donald Trump did come before an audience of black journalists, and he took questions on a range of issues, from his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, to January 6th. But it was his comments questioning the racial identity of Vice President Kamala Harris that are drawing backlash this morning. Last night, Donald Trump was back out on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. He did not repeat any of those controversial comments questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's racial identity.
The man who planned the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two others in Guantanamo Bay, have agreed to a plea deal that will keep them from being executed. The U.S. is still trying to salvage a ceasefire deal in the Middle East, complicating the talks, the assassination of two top Hamas officials, one in Khan Yunis last month, the other in Iran this week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People who get lung transplants at UW Health have the nation's highest one-year survival rate. That's according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. 95% of lung transplant patients at UW Health are still around after 1 year. The national average is closer to 88%. The Wisconsin State Fair gets underway Thursday, but we already know the best food. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
The Wisconsin State Fair awarded their prestigious Sporky's Award for Best Food. The top prize goes to Saz's Deep Fried Lemonade Bites. Second and third places went to the Bud Pavilion's Hot Ham and Glazers and Camp Bar's Rise and Swine. The fair in West Dallas runs through the 11th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Our morning show host, Joel Karnick, met with Rico from Sonic Circus, a band that will be performing Saturday night at Flamborama.
Tell us a little bit about the history of your career.
Yeah, I appreciate your Noon Guys' lower standards. That always helps a little bit, but I do appreciate the compliment. We do work hard at it. The band actually formed right around the turn of the century, which sounds like we're all from Bach's generation, but it's, I think, about 2001, and I was not in the band at the time. So it's been going for about 23 years in many different incarnations and lineups. And we've even had some members quit or get fired and return to the lineup.
You can see Sonic Circus at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday in the main tent of Flamborama. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Another loss at home for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored 2 runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee. Still holding on to a 5-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs opening some eyes, beating veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports.
I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Once again,
it's time.
All summer.
The best country.
For summer.
Lots of barbecues and just a lot of fun.
It's right here.
98Q Country.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care. Recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down.
Favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry, we can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now, you don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Mr. Josh Turner there at 98Q Country. I was just thinking Olympics, we haven't had track and field yet, right? That kicks off here, what, in the next few days? I think they get a lot of the other stuff out of the way, and then they'll be featuring some of the track and field events here shortly. I just realized that as I was watching the Olympics here in the studio that they haven't done track and field yet, but that is coming. And one of the events going on right now at the Olympics is walking. It's more than walking. And I was asking myself, I said, self, what's the difference between walking and running in the Olympics? And the difference, the main difference is in the walking, the speed walking event, one foot must be in contact with the ground at all times. Whereas in running, you can actually be floating. You know, you can be floating where nobody's on the ground. I don't do that anymore, but some people apparently do. But in the walking competition that's going on, I think live at the Olympics right now in Paris, one foot must be in contact with the ground at all times. And you're looking at these guys, and I'm sure there's the women's event too. They're moving. I mean, they're moving. They are. walking doesn't do it justice when you talk about this Olympic event because they're athletes, definitely. Well, it was such a good night last night down at the Flamborama Grounds for Wednesday Night Live. I was thrilled to see that the Park Falls Knights of Columbus sold out of all their stuff, the pulled pork and everything. A great fundraiser for a great organization. And I know other vendors and stuff were down there, and there was a lot of people and a lot of people in line. And I don't want to say that Big G is responsible for this, but I do know that once Big G got a big helping of ice cream from Fat Daddy's, the line at Fat Daddy's all of a sudden was like 30 deep. I'm not sure if he was selling it for him or if he, I wouldn't be surprised if he got the ice cream for free and said, I'll go around and promote your ice cream. I mean, that's something that we'd expect out of Big G. But it was a great night down at the grounds from Chris Cruzy. And we're looking forward to a big weekend here at Flamborama. We're going to catch our breath today. Little Thursday night music in the park in Phillips. But as far as the Park Falls stuff goes, tomorrow you got the big book sale at the Park Falls Library. If you're into that, check it out. Phillips Children's Museum will get going over at the festival grounds 10 o'clock. And then the youth rodcasting. This has been a tradition of Flamborama, I think, ever since I moved here many, many, many years ago, where the kids get to do the rodcasting. And St. Croix Rod has, I think, a rod for all the kids. It's just a wonderful thing that St. Croix Rods does for the youth of our community. That'll be on the football field. So if you typically go out and exercise and maybe walk around the track at the football field, tomorrow will be a bad day to do that because it will be kids casting. The food court opens at 11 tomorrow. Sawdust Dig at 11 with Northwoods Community Credit Union at the main tent. Free money for the kids. Chalk drawing. We'll be out there broadcasting noon until whenever we lose interest tomorrow, probably into the evening. Frog jumping. Softball tournament gets going tomorrow. Copper Box. Got an interview with them at 98qcountry.com under the podcast section. The carnival with Wristband tomorrow night. And then Moniker will be in with a local guy, Nolan Schmidt, will be playing the bass for that. And that'll be 8 to midnight on Friday night to kick off a big weekend of Flamborama activities here in the city of Park Falls. It's 7:58. We'll get to a news update coming up in just a moment here on a cloudy Thursday morning.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
98Q wants to know what's important to you. This Wednesday at 9 a.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. is your chance to be heard. Join us as we welcome your thoughts on Park Falls Radio, now over 70 years strong. Wednesday, we'll take your calls live from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Thursday, it's an off-air Zoom town hall meeting from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Share with us what you want your hometown radio station to sound like. Thoughts can be submitted in advance via email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. That's wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Get ready for the Park Falls 71st Annual Flamborama Celebration this weekend. Free musical entertainment, arts and crafts, car show, parade, and more. Enjoy the festivities and be sure to stop by Odeur Nutrition for one of Jennifer's specialty teas or nutritious shakes. Open daily at 6:30 a.m., Odeur Nutrition on Division Street is your faster, healthy alternative for breakfast, lunch, or an afternoon snack.
My brother-in-law died.